Welcome to another episode of Fit to Teach, where every Monday we provide evidence-based health and wellness information to support teachers and school employees on their wellness journey. My name is Edgar, an intern for the Leap Lab, and I'm accompanied by Nathan.
What's up, dude?
Another intern. And today, it's our final podcast. Just wanted to come end it off on a high note.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the topic of today is balance.
For sure. So what does balance mean in terms of, like, not your balance program? What does it mean in terms of lifestyle?
To me, balance means, I guess, a multitude of things. Having an outside life outside of whether it's athletics or your wellness journey or, doing something else. That's how I kind of see balance.
Yeah. I think we've talked a lot about healthy habits, like through this term, and like sometimes the way that Kyle, like we've talked about it, has made it seem like all the things we do are like healthy and proactive and like positive for your health. And like, I want to reiterate, like we don't. It's not necessarily true, right? Like, there's balance in everything. Like, a lot of us, you know, Edgar and I especially, like we spend a lot of time exercising. We eat well. We prioritize sleep. We always have been. But there's also things that, like, it's important to have fun. And so we're talking about things like, you know, eating junk food that's super, super tasty, because there's no denying it. It is. Alcohol. Sometimes you don't get less sleep. Vacation. Those kind of things. So just also sprinkling in a little bit of reality check in that, like, these things you don't have to do 100% of the time. You don't have to do them at all, but it's kind of what we're trying to get at is, like, they don't have to consume your life. It's important to do a mixture of both. Yep. So with that, going into summer, like, what are some things that, you know, people kind of do that, I guess, might not necessarily be, like, are important for balance, right? So we got vacations coming up, right? So what usually happens on vacation that people kind of feel bad about?
I think the big one that sticks with me is, I guess if you're of age, alcohol consumption.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
I guess, as well as, you know, your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the two main things. I guess for me, when I think about vacation,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those times where you're kind of letting off the gas a bit,
mm-hmm.
Relaxing, getting away from, whether it's work or, I guess a bunch of different things. Like, I guess in our situation, we're graduating.
Uh-huh.
We've spent 4 years, you know, in classrooms.
Uh-huh.
So going on a vacation like this, it's a time to get away. So when we talk about, like your eating habits and stuff like that, obviously, like, when you're on vacation, you're not gonna pull out the scale. You're not gonna weigh out your
food.
No,
for sure. And we don't think you should.
We don't think you should.
And some people might.
Yeah.
But the point is like, I guess these habits that we talk about, they require discipline, and they do lead to a healthy lifestyle. And we've talked about the mental benefits, and you can feel good. But it's also important to also just be like, hey, you know, I'm just gonna do what I want on vacation. So, you know, Kyle, we've talked a lot about how summer is a good time to work on these things because you have more time, and I think that's a great point to reiterate is, if you're having trouble with one of these items, you know, maybe sleep, maybe it's sleep hygiene, maybe it's consistent exercise, maybe it's focusing on diet, it's a good time to focus on that and kind of tune that in. But it's also a good time to be like, hey, you know, I have some time off, I have more opportunities to enjoy myself. And then that gives you something to look forward to. And that's kind of how I see it, is it gives you something to look forward to. And then that kind of creates that balance, right? You're still working on yourself in a positive way. You're still focusing on diet, but it's also like, okay, you know, I'm going on vacation at the end of this month. I'm going to really dial in my diet for the next 3 weeks. And then when I go on vacation, I'm going to have a week of where I'm, you know, eat whatever I want based off of how I feel. And I think that's a kind of a good mentality. I think that's the mentality Edgar and I are both kind of carrying with us as we go into vacation and, you know, into our gap year is like, you know, we've worked really hard for the past 4 years, college athletics. I mean, it's like, it's a full-time thing. And, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, you know, doesn't matter if you're a college athlete at all, is also a full-time thing. No days off from that. And I think just kind of finding the balance, that I think it's something that, like, it's always been hard for us, and I think we've just kind of figured it out, you know, towards the end of the year, honestly. But just like not being consumed by like how you're doing physically in terms of athletic performance, how you're doing like with your diet and stuff. 'Cause I used to get kind of like that is like, okay, if I'm not eating well, I'm like, dude, I'm really struggling. I haven't ate well past couple days. I feel lazy, feel, and it just kind of bummed my mood out. And that you just have that mentality of like, okay, you know, that stuff happens, right? You can't account for it all the time. So yeah, we just kind of wanted to get on here, wrap it up, talk about balance, kind of reiterate some things we've talked about this year. So I guess kind of what I want to do is like kind of go back through and like think of what are some of the big things we've talked about this year that we want to kind of point out again.
I think when you say big things, one of the biggest things that comes to mind is protein consumption,
For
especially
sure.
in the realm of balance. If you're always wanting to hit that protein consumption, that's something we have to be hitting every single day. So our muscles don't start eating away
Yeah, no,
eating
literally.
away, right? Like it's super important. If that's one thing that's like you're going on vacation or you're taking a break out, that's one thing I think that you don't want to
Of
kind
course.
of like miss out on. You don't want to like push it away because protein consumption is a really big thing. Even if you're going on vacation, even if you're not doing exercise or you're not working out, lifting weights or whatever type of exercise you do, that protein consumption has to be maintained.
For sure. And I think too, like, summer's a great time to kind of get more experimental with your sources. You have more time. Like I always think of it, I mean, I'm thinking of it as an opportunity to be like get more creative in the kitchen, right? Like it's like with school, you know, working out, all those things, it just gets time consuming and you kind of sometimes you just kind of get in that I'm just gonna do the bare minimum, which is a little bit of or protein, a little bit of carbs, a little bit of fat, right? And it's very easy to do, like just you say that. But then it's like, okay, then it gets repetitive. It's not good. Food's important to enjoy. I love food. So it's like, if I don't enjoy my food, it doesn't matter to me how good it is macronutrient wise. So yeah, with the protein intake, I just want to propose like now's a good opportunity to, you know, maybe dive into those recipes that you've been hesitant to make or you've been scared to or you haven't had the time for. I think it's a great opportunity for that. Sleep as well. I just want to reiterate too, you know, I think we did a couple episodes on sleep about positive benefits, the anti-aging benefits, important for recovery from workouts. It's correlation with disease prevalence, those kind of things, right? How important it is with aging. It's just it's so important. And for those of you who want to like talk about, you know, we talk about like all these people who like get up early, work out at 6 a.m., get half their protein done by 8 a.m. It's like, no. This is a time to rest, time to enjoy yourself. And you know, Kyle told me the other day, I was talking about it, I was like, hey, I wish like I woke up earlier, like I wish I was a morning person, because I'm really not, like, you know. And he's like, dude, you can't fight it, like it's just not who you are. And I was like, and the way like hearing that from Kyle, I was like, okay, you know, that makes sense. Like it's just how I'm not a morning person. I'm like, you know, I think I like to think that I lead a healthy lifestyle, and like I can sleep till 9:30, 10 easily. And I know most people, and you know, I've been, you know, being in college, I've been lucky to be able to do that, right? But you know, as I get into the real world, and you know, most of the teachers who are listening to this, obviously that's not a reality. So if you aren't a morning person and you don't like waking up early, it's a great time to rest, and then you still have time to do all of the other healthy habits too. So just there's no pressure there, which I think is something to really, and having someone tell me that was super nice. And so hopefully Edgar and I telling you this will kind of really hit that home.
I got another one.
Yeah, go.
Another one would just be exploring different hobbies,
For sure.
hobbies that get you moving, whether it's,
What's yours? What's your like one that you're gonna do?
dude, for me, it's pickleball or golf, one of
Really?
those two.
Well, yeah, I know you've been golfing a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm not that great at it, but it's always fun. I know it gets me out of the house, gets me moving.
Gets your steps in.
Yeah, I choose to opt out of the cart.
Yep.
So, got to carry the clubs everywhere. But it's nice because it's different from what I always do, right?
For sure.
I'm always, whether it's working out in the gym or doing something on the field for soccer, it's always good to do something that's not related to that. And it's been reiterated by, Kyle and also another professor we have, Jackie, doing something that's not that's not what you always do. You want to change up the stimulus that you put on your body, specifically, I guess, in the summer. A lot of athletes are getting into, off season. You don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over and
For
over.
sure. Yeah. And, if you have found a program that works for you, and whether that's a combination of resistance training, aerobic training, walking, whatever it is, it's a great opportunity to try something new. Like I'm buying a bike this summer because I'm back at home, so I don't own my own car, so I have to share it with my parents. But so it'd be nice to have a way to get around that's not my parents' car. So I'm gonna buy a bike. I'm gonna invest in like a nice bike. I'm gonna pull the trigger on that. And I'm super, super excited because it's like something that I've never done. I've always ran a lot. I've always played soccer. I've resistance trained for a while now, just being in college and stuff. But I'm ready to try something else. And I think biking is kind of the thing. And and like things like pickleball, and it's like we laugh when we say that, but like those are great forms of physical activity. And like we just did a capstone, and Edgar did it for his younger sister, who's like a very active high school volleyball player, and like he incorporated pickleball and swimming into her programming, and like we say pickle, and again it's like it's a little funny, but it's also like it's very real. Like pickleball is a very accessible hobby. It's super, it's cheap, it's fun. I don't know anyone who doesn't like pickleball, so it's just like something like that where it's like again just try and pick up something new. Maybe it's hiking, biking, yoga. Like my girlfriend loves yoga, so she wants me to get a gym membership or a membership at her yoga studio, and I'm a little hesitant to that one. But I will say I could, that's something, that's a stimulus I know I need because I'm like the least flexible person ever, and my body's been through a lot with
For
college
sure.
athletics. So it's just, yeah, I think that's a great point. Is again, the biggest thing we want you guys to know is the more ways you can move your body, the more stimuluses you have is always better. Right. It makes you a well-rounded person. It might feel weird. It's like, okay, how is this making me more athletic, more active? But if you don't do it, it's like you could be the most coordinated player on the soccer field, but as soon as you go to a pickleball court, doesn't matter.
Low level there,
Right?
man.
Yeah. And we talk about this in motor learning too a lot. It's like just the more skills you learn and they don't translate, that's okay. These things are humbling and they're supposed to be. And athletics is supposed to be humbling. Healthy habits are supposed to be humbling. All of it is. Yeah, so I think that's a great way to kind of wrap it up. Again, we just want to get on here and kind of end on a more clear note. I've really enjoyed doing this. It's been super good for me. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from Kyle. I've learned a lot from Edgar. And it's been super fun. I got to talk about, my personal life, how I've applied what I've learned in the lab from Kyle, and from our classes here at UU. And yeah, what else you got?
No, I could kind of the same thing. I came on to this podcast a little later than Nathan. But it's always fun to bounce ideas off of Nathan and Kyle. And I guess in this field, it's always ever growing. So, it's always fun to come on here and kind of be a student, a learner.
Yeah, for sure. Always good to learn more. So I guess we'll say it one more time. Thanks for listening to Fit to Teach. We provide insights into health and wellness for teachers and staff each week. We will see you next year, not us, but Kyle and the next intern. We're going to continue the podcast. So hopefully you guys continue listening. For those who've been listening, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you for supporting the lab. Thank you for supporting Kyle and I and Edgar. Yeah, really appreciate it and have a great summer.